So it becomes the fact that how can we feel whole? So what is wholeness? So wholeness is only, that is why you have to do these practices of meditation. Some of them actually, I'm experiencing some of it in my breath work, where it leads you to this space where you're just pure energy, and where this energy is a part of the universal energy. And so then you realize that you're one of this whole mass universe. And where does the separation come? You know, the whole problem with the separation is, you know, the whole problem with all these or difficulties which in life which come about, you know, which we see around, is because of the separation. Now, I'm not saying I'm all the time like that, but at least have glimpses of it on many times where you're a part of the whole picture. And that's all it is. And so if you really think about us, where is the expectation from people to be a certain way, to be a certain person or behave a certain way? Because I am who I am because of my experiences, and every single person is who they are because of their experiences, and that's pretty much it. So if somebody, that is why if somebody behaves a certain way, it is only because of that, as a product of all this stuff. So it has nothing to do with the real being, or the real soul, or the real energy being that person or that being is.
Yes.
So that wholeness is important for us to experience, and that comes with as you go deeper and deeper in meditation. And it's definitely something which people need to experience. And that is when you realize more and more. And that is why we want to create a habit in people, a practice in people, from the morning till they go to bed. And that is why we want to do this messaging system where you remind, the bell system where they remind different times to just people to go take a minute or even 30 seconds to just breathe and go into that space they had a glimpse of in their meditation. Because it's there, it's not gone. There's layers around it because of the mind. So get the mind out of that for a few seconds. So if you do it consistently, then become aware of where your mind or your thoughts are. And that will give you an idea about how to manage it. And that is self-mastery.